Report: Netanyahu traveled to Saudi Arabia, met with Pompeo, Crown Prince. By Deborah Danon on November 23, 2020. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu secretly flew to Saudi Arabia on Sunday to meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in what would mark the first known encounter between leaders of the two countries, Israeli media reported. Netanyahu, who was accompanied by Mossad chief Yossi Cohen, was on the ground for 5 hours in Neom on Saudi Arabia's Red Sea coast, the report said. Pompeo on Monday said he held a constructive meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince the night before, but made no mention of Netanyahu's presence. Pleasure to meet with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Our security and economic partnership is strong and will continue to harness it to advance efforts to counter malign Iranian influence in the Gulf, economic goals under the Vision 2030 plan, and human rights reform, Pompeo tweeted. Aviation tracking data showed that a private jet had made a brief trip from Tel Aviv to Neom. The Khan public broadcaster said the jet belonged to businessman Ehud Angel, and was the same one used by the prime minister used for a secret visit to Oman last year. According to Haaretz, the private plane was the one Netanyahu took several times for his visits to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zuri demanded an explanation from Saudi Arabia, calling the alleged visit an insult to the nation and an invitation to attack Palestinian rights. The Khan public broadcaster reported the Saudi-Israeli talks focused on Iran and the incoming Biden administration. Stopping Iranian hegemony in the region is a shared goal between the two countries. Apparent President-elect Joe Biden has said he will return to the nuclear deal with Iran. Neither alternate Prime Minister and Defense Minister Benny Gantz nor Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi were informed about Netanyahu's trip to Saudi Arabia, an Israeli official told Khan. Following last month's normalization deal between Sudan and Israel, President Donald Trump predicted that Saudi Arabia would soon follow suit. Follow @DanonDeborah on Twitter.